Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we center ourselves in the scriptures, seasons, and holy days of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, here with Blake Smith, and we welcome you in the journey. We are in Ordinary Time, or the season after Pentecost. In the Northern Hemisphere, it's summer. In the Southern Hemisphere, it's cold. It's winter. And so during this period of time, Ordinary Time, we in Christian faith and life don't have a bunch of holidays or festivals, and hence we focus instead on living as people empowered by the Spirit to be sent into the world and live the message and ministry of Jesus. And so it's important for us to learn the stories and teachings of Jesus. So we're hanging out with them, and this week Jesus has been teaching in the synagogue. Now, sometimes people are surprised by that because it's like, well, I thought all the Jewish people hated Jesus. Well, no. Most of the people Jesus was with were Jewish people. And some of those were scribes and Pharisees and leaders in synagogues. And others were not. Some people were totally on board with learning about what Jesus had to say, and other persons were threatened by it. Just like any other demographic of people, we can't paint everyone with the same brush. So he's been teaching in the synagogue, although that doesn't always go so well, as we're going to learn when someone captures Jesus's notice. So what happens in the synagogue, Blake?
All right, I just want to say something hit me. I know often after when I'm reading the scripture, you say, you know, that didn't hit me until you read the scripture. I was just thinking, as you were talking about ordinary time and the time where there's no festivals and that kind of thing. It's no wonder that we all know Christmas and Easter and Pentecost stories by heart, you know, because they're associated with festivals. Now, Lent is not necessarily one that we would choose and consider much of a festival, but we're familiar with those things. And these stories, some of these stories and passages that we read as we go through in ordinary time, are less familiar to us. Probably A, because they don't have a festival associated, and B, some of them are really hard to hear.
They are.
So
they are. We're doing our best, listener. Yep, we're doing our best.
Yep, here we. Okay, so our scripture passage today comes from the Gospel of Luke. We have been in the 12th chapter for a little bit, but we are in the 13th chapter, and this is the 10th through the 17th verse. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things being done by him. So why does this matter? Well, first of all, one thing that we need to point out is that this story only appears in the Gospel of Luke. So sometimes we have the ability to look at across the Gospels and see how the story is used. This one, we don't have to go far. We just need to think about what is happening for Luke and what Luke is getting at. So what we have here is that we have some religious leaders who were okay with Jesus teaching on the Sabbath, but to heal, well, that might be just going a little too far. When I hear this passage, when I read this passage, I think about growing up, you know, and of course, as a child, wishing to be out doing other things sometimes on Sunday morning, at least not Sunday school. Sunday school was always fun, but during that 11 o'clock hour and listening to the preacher, and I'm thinking, isn't this work? Shouldn't we be doing something? Now, as a full-time minister in the church, I think, I don't think we're supposed to be in church. This is work. I'm supposed to be resting. Sabbath, so it just kind of points to the fact that we need to think differently about Sabbath. And the leaders there were trying to be really legalistic about that. And yet, even as I say that, I think they were being with what things were comfortable for them. They were using it in rationalizing what was okay and what was not okay. But Jesus makes an argument contrasting what are the rules of Sabbath and what is the intent of the Sabbath. And he points out that Sabbath is a release from the burdens. Yeah, we often just think of it simply as, again, that rest, a day of rest, but it is a release from the burdens of every day, whether that be labor or just the busyness that we engage in, traveling, farming, cooking, all of the things that keep us moving and busy during the week. And Jesus releases the woman from a very significant burden, a burden of her physical ailment that had kept her crippled for 18 years. So, in a sense, in a way, as we talk about Sabbath, Jesus is releasing her for Sabbath. And there's another analogy here. The woman was bent over. Her eyes, when we think about that, you think about someone who maybe is bent over, maybe their neck or their back is just rounded. Their eyes are to the ground. But by freeing her from this ailment, Jesus frees her to lift her face. It gives her, in a way, it gives her sight. Lifting the face is the privilege of the king or the feudal lord. One would keep their head bowed until the ruler lifted their face. Here, Jesus lifts the woman's face, and the illustration places Jesus squarely in the seat of being the Lord, but in a very subtle way. So, some questions we might ask ourselves this week are, when have I been overly concerned about what is proper or right at the expense of someone else's dignity? Putting a law or even a tradition over an individual and not only the individual, but the person's dignity. Another question is, in what ways am I bent over, not able to see? And finally, when has God lifted my face? Which is, in a way, a giving of dignity.
Those are interesting. So the first question about being concerned about what's proper or right at the expense of someone else's dignity, I have done that more times than I care to count. But hopefully, the older I get, the less that happens, and the more I pay attention to not doing that thing, not doing that. But to end with, when God has lifted my face, that's a really interesting question to ponder as a time of meditation or contemplation, if you're one who likes to do that kind of thing. So, how can we experience it this week? Well, let's lift our face to divine presence this week. So, if you're a person that prays, pray with a lifted face, with your eyes uplifted. Even if you're not a person that prays, just sit quietly to commune with the Holy Presence, with your eyes uplifted, and try to do it for a minute a day. It doesn't sound like very long, but when you're just sitting there quietly, with your eyes uplifted, trying to just be present with the Spirit, a minute can be a long time. You might want to then go to 2 minutes or 3 minutes, if that works for you. But lift your face to the sun, to the rain, to the wind, and experience what that is. So go outside and lift your face to the sun, lift your face to the clouds or to the wind, and let yourself experience that moment rather than turning away from it. just for a different way of encountering your environment with a lifted face this week.
That immediately brings to mind memories of being on the beach where I grew up. One of the things I love about the beach is just turning and facing the sun and closing my eyes, of course, but just allowing that to just kind of soak in. And the same thing with rain. I've not as an adult, I like to get out of the rain now, but as a child,
as a kid, you turn your face up and just
turn
let
my
it
face up.
rain. Yeah.
Well, our blessing today probably won't be a surprise. As a matter of fact, many of you listening may have already had this come to mind as you've heard us talking about lifting our face. It is from Doctrine and Covenants, section 161, 1A. Lift up your eyes and fix them on the place beyond the horizon to which you are sent. Journey in trust, assured that the great and marvelous work is for this time and for all time. Well, thanks for joining us here today at Coffee to Go. We invite you to join us next time for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and holy days of the Christian tradition.